This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. Be part of the conversation anytime on the show at 1-333-53. One of my absolute favourites, boys. We're about to talk to this lady.
Our next guest is just like the Queen. She owns that much silverware.
And listen to that crowd.
She's not only won two premierships, she's a two-time world champion, gold medalist at the Commonwealth Games, and she's captain of the Australian team, playing 46 games for the Diamonds before she even turned 30.
And triple crown for the Diamonds.
She makes the members of the Dead Set Legends team look like amateurs. Not done with dominating the netball court, she jumped to AFL, winning a premiership in the women's AFL with Collingwood. Oh, for God's sake, please welcome overachiever and dead set legend, Shani Layton.
Shani Layton, how are you, darling?
Oh, God, I'm so good. Look, can I just carry that intro around with me everywhere?
Yeah, we'll clip it up for you.
If I walk into any room, that'd just be awesome.
Exactly. As soon as the doors open, that will be played. I'll send it to you on the text today. Look, fantastic to have you on. So much to talk about in such a short amount of time. Firstly, how are you and how much have you been enjoying the AFLW?
Yeah, look, I'm great, guys. I've been a busy gal. How good is non-lockdown down in Victoria? But, yeah, freaking awesome. But, yeah, AFLW, it's been amazing. We were a bit underestimated coming into this season, and we're currently 5-0, which is awesome. But, you know, the competition's much tighter than it has been in previous years, so we've still got 4 games to go before finals. And, yeah, I'm loving it. A lot different to netball, but, yeah, it's bloody unreal, boys.
Shani, it's Jude Bolt. No, I mean, just the way that the girls have been put, you know, forward on the footy field has just been fantastic. But yourself, you know, you've been able to show your side and your character through a lot of the TV as well. How much have you enjoyed the things like the bounce previous years?
Yeah, look, the bounce is awesome. And I was a little bit worried coming back to Melbourne because obviously I did a bit of media with you boys in Sydney and, you know, Victoria and AFL, it's a bit more serious than the old NRL up there. And I just didn't know if I was going to fit in on any TV shows. And when Fox said, oh, Shans, do you want to have a go on bounce? I'd never even heard of it before. And then when I got on there with Jason Dunstall and the crew, and I was like, oh, my God, we just take the piss out of each other. This is the best show ever. You know, as you would know on radio, there's nothing better than a show that you can be on and be yourself and have a lot of fun with. And, you know, for me, I'm never going to be a great TV presenter. I am who I am and I don't know how to be anything else. So the fact that I found a show that suits my personality is awesome.
Hey, what made you want to switch? You know, you obviously you did a lot of great things in netball and obviously you're winning everything and anything, and I know how that feels.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Yeah. Wow.
Sorry. No, I forgot that I had someone that's ego was bigger than mine. but do you know what? So, you know, I've spoken about it openly, but, you know, I suffered from severe depression in 2017, and it just made me reflect on everything that I'd done in netball. And, you know, I was such a perfectionist. I pushed myself so hard for so long. And when I took a bit of time off, I thought, far out, like what I did in netball was actually awesome. And after I realized that, I actually lost any drive to continue to pursue that. And, you know, I went back to netball for a year in 2018 just to, you know, really see if I wanted to keep playing or not. But, you know, I lost the passion, I lost the drive, and I just wasn't finding it fun anymore. And then being at Collingwood, the footy girls were there, and I always had a real laugh with them. They're real characters and very similar to my personality type. And I just walked up to the coach and said, look, I'm retiring from netball. Can I just give this a crack? I don't really care if I'm good or not. But, you know, I love variety. I love learning new skills and new experiences. And I feel like AFLW is such an amazing movement for women, not just in sport, but just in life in general. And, you know, the fact that I'll be able to, you know, tell my kids or family that I was a part of that is really cool.
The thing about when you walked away from netball, because you and I were seeing a bit of each other then, Shani, with my daughters in netball and so forth, you were the number one player on the planet. You were the fans' favourite at the World Cup. Remember I told you that when we saw each other in Homebush, and you were like, what do you mean I'm the you were the number one player on the planet, and you just didn't really realise you, because you're just loving being, you know, a diamond. So when you wrote the book, No Apologies, it says it's a candid, inspiring, hilarious account. That's all the PR from the book company. But people who know you, this is basically you just blurting out how you feel, and it's fair dinkum, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And for me, I've always been a journaler. I think that that's really important in regards to, you know, self-reflection and self-growth. So by the time I went to write the book, I'd already had 35,000 words worth of journals to put into it. And you're right, Dusty. Like, you know, I love being connected with the community and I love doing everything, you know, obviously up there in Sydney and now down here in Melbourne. But I really love learning from past experiences. And so my book is literally just word vomit about, you know, why I thought, you know, why I wanted to be an elite athlete, why I thought it was going to be so great. And, you know, as you know, if all of you would know, except Gussie, that.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Shani. Drive by.
But, you know, as you would know, you know, you don't change as a person. Yes, you grow, but you're going to grow in life anyway. But it's not all as shiny and pretty as what it makes out to be. So that was what I really wanted to get across. And, you know, the most important thing is life is community and family and values and make those are the things that make you happy, not achieving things.
Shani, the AFLW, it goes from strength to strength in terms of the skill level as well. And certainly there's been criticisms in areas of society, people saying, oh, you know, some of the people aren't up to standard, things like that. But we're seeing this wave of, you know, quality football coming through. And this year's standard has been phenomenal, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And I think you've got to remember, like, the fact that this year has stepped up and literally no Victorian teams could play at all last year. Like, we were literally just locked into a box, couldn't go to the gym, couldn't do weights. So the fact that we've been able to step up despite all of that, you know, we're willing to face any challenge that comes our way. And, you know, as obviously me playing netball, you know, I've been training at the elite level for 18 years now, you know, whereas AFLW girls have been training at the professional level for 5 years. And the standard is great, but the more that these girls can put time into being able to get into the gym 2 or 3 times a week because they're not having to work full time. You know, last year, the AFL, they took 7 or 8 rounds to get into it. Mm. Our season's over in 9. Yeah. So, you know, we're hitting our straps and then all of a sudden we're not playing. VFLW is now in alignment with the AFLW, which is great, but that also then means that we can't play throughout the year. So there are a lot of challenges to be able to continue pushing, but we are doing it and we face those challenges and we continue to get better and we will continue to get better as well. And, you know, it's an absolutely phenomenal competition and how awesome that how tough these women are out there on the football field. I was watching the game last night and I was like, I never would have thought growing up that I would have seen grown women just going at it, tackling each other, driving each other into the ground, kicking balls 50 metres. You know, it's just inspiring.
It sure is. And you're inspiring, Shani. Anyone who gets to know you, you can just see the passion climbing through your ears right now, through your radio. And we're lucky enough to have known you. And you're an absolute legend. Thank you so much for joining us. And best of luck with the book. No apologies. If you want to get it, guys, go to all good bookstores and make sure you look after Shani. Thanks a lot, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, team.
Cheers, Shani.
Shani Layton there on the Dead Set Legends. More coming up in just a sec.